So the boy and girl are making out, right? When they hear over the radio that this lunatic killer's escaped from an insane asylum.
That's not the way it goes. The boy goes for help, and the girl stays in the car, and she hears this, like, scratching sound.
No, he's been decapitated.
No, he was gutted with a hook.
Welcome to another episode of Ryan's Reviews. I am your host, James Ryan, and on today's episode of the podcast, I am talking I Know What You Did Last Summer from 1997. This is a slasher film directed by Jim Gillespie, written by Kevin Williamson, and it has a cast with some names that I recognize. I don't know if I've ever seen them in anything else, though. Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, Ryan Phillippe, and Freddie Prinze Jr., Ryan Phillippe being the one name that I don't recognize at all, and he definitely plays the most annoying character here. This is based off a novel of the same name that came out in 1973, and it is a film that definitely draws inspiration from this urban legend, and that is The Hook. So, another movie about a hook, if you listen to my Candyman review a couple days ago. So, takes place in North Carolina. It is kind of the end of summer, and there's four characters that this follows. Again, four teenagers, right at the end of high school, about to go to college. So the main character here is Julie. I think that's Jennifer Love Hewitt's character. I'm pretty sure it is. Her friends are Ray, Helen, and Barry. Barry is this hot-headed football jock who wants to play college football, but is constantly yelling. Anyway, more about that in a second. They are driving along the coast. They've been drinking, and Ray is the one that is driving the car. And anyway, they end up hitting what they think is an animal at first, but it ends up being a person. And instead of calling the police, they decide to dump the body in the harbor and in the hopes that nobody will find it. Jennifer Love Hewitt's character is very opposed to this, while the other three think that it is a good idea. They end up dumping the body. The film then jumps a year into the future. We see Jennifer Love Hewitt's character, Julie, at college. She is absolutely miserable, still really shaken and kind of depressed about what happened last summer, the prior summer in which they dumped the body. She goes back to her hometown, sees all of her friends there. It's clear that she hasn't been talking to them since the incident, but she receives a note in the mail saying something like, "I know what you did last summer." That might have been the actual thing that was written. I don't remember, but that's the title. And it turns out that her friends are encountering or receiving, like, they're having similar things happen to them. And one by one, you start to, I don't want to spoil too much, but anyway, you start to try and figure out who is after them, who knows what they did last summer. You start to see a mysterious man walking around the town with a hook, and people start dying, and you eventually get to an ending which is not altogether satisfying. It's one of those movies where somebody realizes something at the very end in which you had no chance of ever realizing. At least I don't think so. Maybe you watch this movie and be like, "What are you talking about?" It's very easy to figure it out. But when I was watching it, just like, okay, the actual mystery just comes out completely out of left field. I don't think anyone really has any chance of solving it, but maybe I'm wrong. I think the acting here, like I said, Ryan Phillippe's character, it's not his fault, because I'm sure that was the direction he was given, but he's just constantly shown as just being this absolute hothead, just constantly angry and just constantly shouting, and it's very, very irritating. The rest of the characters are not so annoying. Can't say that the acting is phenomenal here, but at least they're not constantly yelling. It was just like, "Please, man with the hook, please get him, please get him." That took entirely far too long. This movie spawned two sequels, one that came out in 1998, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, and another sequel in 2006, I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer. Before going into this, I had no idea that there were any sequels. So I don't know, maybe I'll check out the 1998 one at some point. This movie does end a little bit with a cliffhanger, kind of one of those classic 80s, 90s, like there always has to be something at the ending, something shocking or some like, oh, the killer's not really dead or any of that. Like there's always some sort of twist, with any of these movies. And I like movies that don't really do that. I recently watched It Follows again, not to spoil that movie, but I just think the ending for that movie, just like, that's, I miss having horror movies, or I wish more horror movies had endings like that, where it's more ambiguous. This movie is just very like, okay, trying to go for that shocking moment. And it doesn't come as a surprise, and I don't think it's really, there's that much of a payoff with it. Unfortunately, I had a good time with this one. All that being said, I had fun watching it, but it is not a good movie. I will say that. But now I've seen it. I Know What You Did Last Summer. A fun movie, not a good one. Tomorrow's episode, I am talking 1973's The Exorcist. I was hoping to watch Exorcist 2 and Exorcist 3 for this episode. I never got around to it. I did watch Leap of Faith, though. The documentary on the making of The Exorcist. So I am going to talk about just very, very briefly about that documentary, but then kind of take a deep dive into what is widely considered one of the top five horror movies of all time. A lot of lists have it at number one. And going into watching it, I was going, okay, I don't remember it being that great. But after watching it, I realize why it is there. Because I had not seen it in over 10 years. So I hope you can tune in for tomorrow's episode when I discuss The Exorcist. Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Ryan's Reviews, and I will be back tomorrow.